Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow.
No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
We're going to turn it over to our friend Jeremy Berwin. Jeremy is the assistant state director, associate state director. Is that correct?
Associate state
director. See, I can't even read my own writing here, Jeremy.
That's all right.
And also in charge of communications. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
So you're living through this transition.
I am living through the transition. It's going very smoothly so far.
All right, good,
after
good.
3 days.
Well, hey, you know, all of us have to start someplace, right?
Absolutely.
And it wasn't that long ago that you joined us.
Right. I'm pretty new myself, just about 8.5 months onto the job. So still learning myself and hopefully have, been able to establish myself a little bit in my role and in the community.
And one of the cool things about working with AARP Iowa or the entire AARP world is that you have a good message to sell.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing so many great things for people 50 plus and their family. So when you're trying to sell that message, it can be, it's a fairly easy message.
Sure it is. And who's gonna hate you for it, right?
Well, yeah. I'm sure there's a few people,
but
we think that mostly we're going to be embraced for that message.
As you take a look at the landscape of Iowa, I suspect you've got some things going on out there that you'd like to call out.
Absolutely. We have some really exciting events that AARP is helping to sponsor and putting our name behind. And just want to talk a little bit about a couple of things upcoming.
Sure.
One really exciting program that we have, we are the presenting sponsor for the Interrobang Film Festival here in Des Moines. It's through our AARP Movies for Grownups program, and through Movies for Grownups, we do free screenings of first-run movies in cities all across the country, in Iowa, mainly Des Moines and Cedar Rapids. But with the Interrobang Film Festival, that's a part of the Des Moines Arts Festival. So coming up here June 22nd to the 24th, that's next weekend, we're going to be, along with the folks from the Arts Festival, screening 55 independent films from over 30 countries over the 3 days. And they're all free movies, free screenings. They start daily at 11 a.m. over at the Des Moines Central Library in the South Wing. So really exciting. Have some opportunities to speak with some of the filmmakers that are going to be in town for the 3 days. The film festival has really grown over the last several years, and these are really amazing movies from all across the world, and we're really excited to be a supporter and to help promote everything that they're doing with the Film Fest and the Arts Festival as well.
We're going to be sitting down with Stephen King from the Arts Festival next week, as a matter of fact, and visiting more about that. So we'll bring this up.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, we work really closely with Stephen and their team, and they've just been fantastic to work with.
And people from all over the state come here.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not something that is just isolated to the Des Moines area, from not only across the state but across the country. I mean, the Des Moines Arts Festival has become one of the premier festivals really across the country. So AARP is really excited to be involved.
What else you got going on, Jeremy?
Well, it is baseball season.
Yeah,
so we
play
have
ball.
Absolutely. So we have a couple AARP days, one here in Des Moines with the Iowa Cubs, as well as AARP evening with the Cedar Rapids Colonels in Cedar Rapids. So we're offering some discounted tickets. for AARP members and their guests. For Saturday, June 23rd, is the Cedar Rapids game. It's a 6:30 start, and it's a fireworks night. So bring the family on out. You can go to our website, aarp.org/IA. We have all the information on there about how you can get discounted tickets. We're going to be out there at the ballpark having a booth, talking with our AARP members and guests, giving away some free fun gifts. It's an opportunity for families to come together, celebrate, enjoy a nice summer night at the ballpark with AARP and fireworks, discounted tickets. And then the Iowa Cubs game is Sunday afternoon, June 24th. And kids can run the bases after the game. $6 tickets. Really a fun day for the whole family at the ballpark.
When we talk about ball games and ballparks and activities and things like that from all across the state, and it's great to have you in Cedar Rapids as well, because that's a, you know, that's an important city to all of us here in Iowa. I know that sometimes Des Moines gets a lot of the looks, but we have a major city just on the other side of the river in eastern Iowa that is bustling with all kinds of activity.
There's so much activity going on in Cedar Rapids. In fact, we were just over there a couple weekends ago working with on a local bike ride there to take a look at the different improvement projects that are going on with bike trails and the new bridge that's going to be going over the, I think it's the Cedar River.
Correct.
And they're just doing so much when it comes to city infrastructure, making that even more of a livable community with bike trails, bike lanes. The downtown is really revitalized. So much hub of activity and arts going on there. So, yeah, you know, AARP does we do work across the state, but when you look at our real major metropolitan areas, you don't want to forget about Cedar Rapids, because it is really a center for so many things that are happening, from arts to sports to music. I know there's some big music festivals coming up there as well.
Yeah, and of course, AARP Iowa attempts to make it through all of the areas. I mean, it's up in Sioux City and Council Bluffs and Quad Cities and Dubuque and Waterloo, Cedar Falls. Yeah, so you guys are spread all over the place.
We are all over the state. You know, our main office is in Des Moines, but we have volunteers across the state. We have activists across the state. We really represent all legislative districts when it comes to our volunteers and our advocates. But, just in May, we went to 15 cities across Iowa promoting the new voter engagement laws and really getting out there talking with members and just people in the community to educate them on everything that's happening from the voter side, the issues. We're out and about. We want to make sure that we are spread across the state, because whether you're an AARP member living in the city or living in rural areas, we want to make sure that we are representing you as members and the issues that you want to really learn about and focus on.
Jeremy, you just said something really interesting that piqued my interest. You're talking about rural Iowa. So many times we talk about what's going on in urban centers, Cedar Rapids, all of the cities that dot Iowa and Des Moines. What about rural aging issues? How does AARP Iowa reach into our rural communities?
We are always, out there trying to engage statewide. That means in the urban areas, in the rural areas. We do have members that are living, a significant amount of members that are living in rural Iowa and rural communities. And when it comes to direct communications, the challenges are technology. When we look at the number of people that we have communications with or have contacts with, we have less emails. A lot of people from the rural areas aren't emails. And of course, a lot of the communications efforts are concentrated to email. But, we do mailings. Still, it's a huge part of AARP's outreach, getting out into the smaller communities and holding forums where we can actually talk face-to-face with people that want to learn more about, whether it's just a driver safety program or tax aid or what's happening politically or from an advocacy standpoint. We have people that are driving 30, 40, 50 miles to come to AARP programs. We just had programs in Spencer as well as Carroll, and we're not just in urban centers.
Right.
We're really all over the state and engaging with people that are living in rural communities, living in the cities, but making sure that people living in rural communities do have access to those programs that they want and desire. I mean, someone who's living in a rural community may want a driver safety program, and we try to bring that to them, really gauging those communities and what's most important to them and what's most important to our members, so that they can have the same access regardless of where you live in Iowa. We're out there, while we have a fairly lean staff, our volunteers, that's why we really rely on our volunteers, because where we can't be in person all the time, we have our volunteers that are our gauge, our barometer, to make sure that all parts of the state are really represented.
Jeremy Berwin, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Associate Director of AARP Iowa and in charge of communications. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Michael, for having us.